This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The pattern of strong export sales has continued, and this week was even stronger than the last. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Strong sales, once again, very good sales for the corn. 3.6 million tons for the old crop, a little over 500,000 tons for the new crop. So it came in just under 4.2 million tons for the week. Soybeans, 2.1 million tons. For the week, very good sales there. That was inside the range of estimates. We were looking for anywhere from 1.2 to 2.4, so 2.1 looks really good for us. Once again, this is just great sales as we move through harvest. This is the time when we should be seeing some very good sales, especially for the beans, but the corn has been a nice surprise and continues to look very good for us here.
McBride said the volume of flash sales has picked up significantly as well.
Again, very consistent, some bigger numbers as well. So we continue to be pleasantly surprised by this. It's better than the alternative last year where we were really concerned on whether or not we were going to start to see some sales pick up. This year it's been a lot of corn, a lot of beans over the last 2.5 months, and it continues to be consistent. Now, one of the complaints I had a few weeks ago was that the consistency was there, but the volume was not there as far as the size of these sales. But now the sales, the size of each sale has picked up just a little bit as well. So that's really helping out.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.